B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Dangerous things kids used to do that's not okay. And I'm pretty sure I did all of them.
Oh, really?
And I'm sure you did too. Like on the list is ride on the handlebars of someone else's bike.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I used to do that.
Going down big hills, no helmets.
I never wore a helmet. Nobody wore helmets on their bikes back in the day.
And it's crazy to think that, you know, kids, like, what's even crazier is, like, riding on your bike without a helmet, but, like, your parents saying, well, come back home when the sun comes down.
Yeah.
When the street lights come on home.
That's what you're worried about.
No cell phone.
And now everybody wears a helmet for the most part. But I told Amanda, I was like, I hate that Dean has to wear a helmet, you know, because I didn't. And she's like, but you got to save your head. That's, like, the most important thing. We're realizing how bad concussions are and stuff. And I go, no, you just have to know how to fall.
Oh, my God.
And it was true, though. Like, you knew you wanted to save your cabeza, so if you fell off the handlebars,
you were taking it to the shoulder.
You did whatever you could to keep your head up.
To keep your head up, right. I wouldn't take that advice nowadays.
No.
Putting the water bottle or, like, your soda bottle cap inside of your mouth.
Wait, what?
Like, you know, like a screw top 20 ounce bottle of soda, put that in your mouth.
You put those in your mouth?
As a little kid. Oh, man, he just did this.
Ew.
And you just kind of like chew on it.
Ew. I never.
Why watch a kiwi or something?
It's, you know, gross. Other people has touched the top.
More than that, you can swallow it and die.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm worried about the germs. There's a legitimate morbid danger.
If I died slowly from germs, I'd be okay with that if I died at 86 from germs.
I am so concerned for you two. How did you make it to where you are now?
I don't know. Because I'm telling you, I've done all these. Rode in the back of the pickup truck with no seat belts.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, we all did that.
Like, cheap top off, no belts.
All the time, like in the bed of the pickup truck, we still do that where I'm from.
Hey, let's take some calls from you guys, the audience, and tell us what it is that you used to do as a kid that's just simply not okay now. 704-570-9595. We can all go down history with this with this story.
You remember you'd get cardboard and ride the stairs down?
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
That was awesome. I guess parents don't do that anymore.
I almost got arrested in high school.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
For doing this, we were trespassing.
Yeah, see, you did way more. Like, you have way more arrested slash cop chasing stories than Roy and I do. We might be idiots,
yeah,
but we never had the cops chasing us when we were in high school. What'd you do?
There was a church that had, it was the only big hill in South Florida, so we took our cardboard boxes and we wanted to go sled riding.
Oh, in the winter time?
We were trespassing. In Florida, there's no snow ever. It was just grass.
I'm such an idiot. I thought you were kidding.
I don't know.
Mexico this kid is going to Harvard.
I don't know. Okay. Mexico just got like a hailstorm. Who knows
that's
anymore?
Fair.
Who
that's
knows?
Fair.
No, I think people still do this. Eating raw chocolate chip cookie dough.
Oh,
people
it's still so do good that. Though.
We did this, held onto a sled tied to the back of your dad's pickup truck and doing spin outs on ice.
Yeah. We would do that. We would also do it behind my friend's four wheeler. We would get on the skateboard with a box and hold a rope, and then the skateboard would fly off and the box would fly and I would tumble over and
How
I'd be
would
like,
the box be? Like, where would the box be?
The box
be?
Would sit on the skateboard.
Oh,
like, we would
I
be in
gotcha.
A cardboard
okay.
box and the weight of it would keep it on the skateboard, but the box would fly off.
I gotcha.
And then, like, we'd fly, and I'm sure if you saw what happened to us, like, we would fly out of the box.
Yeah.
And then just shake it off, and instead of being like, we're never doing that again, we'd be like, bring it back. I'm going to try and stay on longer this time.
John and Charlotte. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show. What would you do?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, when I was between the ages of 3 and 6, when we were in the car, my seat was the retractable armrest in the front seat, and my seatbelt was my mom's arm.
Yeah.
That's just the way it was, man.
That's right.
There, my parents used to have a big Cadillac, and it had a huge, in the back seat, like above it was a huge shelf. It was almost like a bunk bed, and we would lay up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And if my mom stopped short, we'd fly off and laugh.
Do it again.
Yeah.
It's like an amusement park ride.
Yeah, basically. Wow. Thanks, John.
Dangerous things kids used to do that's not okay today. Doing front flips off the dresser onto your bed. We used to have bunk beds, and I used to do jumps and stuff off that.
Yeah. I mean, Roy, there's a lot of it, though. Like even like growing up, I'm trying to think, like, we would play hockey up in Jersey, no helmets, full puck. You know, and if you fell, I'm telling you, you just knew how to fell to protect your head. Your butt would hurt.
Yeah.
And your knees would hurt. But I don't know. There just wasn't, like, there wasn't the awareness that there is now.
Yeah.
You know?
I think people still do this, but, like, we would play full tackle football on the street.
Asphalt.
Yeah.
throw them into the cars and stuff.
Yeah. No, I think probably a really dangerous thing is just the parents just letting you leave.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't care where you go, just come back when the streetlights come on.
Yeah, somebody texted us and said they used to live in Long Island and they used to go into the city unsupervised and then come back when it got dark.
I would go so far away. Like, I'm talking, I would leave the neighborhood, go miles away.
I just remembered something we would do, too, is we had our, you know, our bikes and our dirt bikes, and we would pedal and go over a jump and then land, but that wasn't cool enough. So we got my friend shovels and dug a huge hole. And then had to jump the hole, you know, and one kid didn't make it.
Oh, you know,
and like he ended up breaking his arm. But you know what we didn't do? Fill in the hole. He was an idiot.
That's what we thought. Because he didn't do it right.
He didn't do it right. Roger didn't have enough speed. He didn't do it right.
Oh my.
Yeah, and none of our parents told us to fill in the hole.
Right.
It was his fault. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Keep the conversation coming. You can send us a text message, 704-570-9595. And you can tell us the dangerous things kids used to do that's not okay today.
That's a good one. Does anybody go put pennies on the train tracks anymore, or now do you just have to stay away from the train tracks?
Oh, we did that all the time.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Oh yeah. You get the penny to get flattened, and then you would collect them.
Huh.
And then a lot of times we'd go around there and collect any loose iron and give it to the parents to sell. This is Frank in Greenville. Hey, Frank.
Hi, morning.
Hi, what's the dangerous thing you used to do?
So, me and my buddies, we go hang out at a different house. We all had a trampoline, and we would jump off from the roof onto the trampoline doing flips.
Oh, my God.
How big of a drop do you think it was? 8 feet?
Oh, sorry?
Frank, do you think it was like 8 feet, 6 feet? What kind of a drop was it?
We used to kind of mimic like wrestling.
No, I get that, but I wonder how high the roof was. Like how?
About 10 feet from the front porch, and we would jump from the front porch into the trampoline, doing front flips, back flips.
Your
all kind
poor
of
parents probably. You probably gave them a heart attack.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I don't know. That's the thing, Lauren. All this stuff.
You didn't really think about it.
They did because the parents were like, hey, the kids are having fun.
I don't know. If I saw Cash jumping off the roof, I would tan his hide.
That is the point.
But, like, I was child number two, and mom and dad quit caring after child number one. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They're like, the second one, who cares?
Yeah, the first one made it.
And the whole point of the article is this is what kids used to do when parents didn't care.
Okay. Yeah. So,
the MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.